Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Serious question. Are Democrat leaders trying to get an ICE agent killed? No, I'm serious. I'm not joking. Did you see what happened in San Diego? ICE agent showed up, typical raid, one of the most popular restaurants in town. Had glass bottles hurled at them by a lunatic Democrat mob hepped up on the lies of their media. It took smoke bombs to defuse the crowd. But this looks like something from a foreign country. I mean, this is just, I mean, riot gear. The left is unhinged and out of control. Why are they unhinged and out of control? Cory Booker, the minority leader, so the highest ranking leader of the Democrats in the House, demanding ICE agents stop covering their faces so Democrats can dox them and go to their homes. Why have ICE agents started covering their faces? Because of incidents, you could see the video of it on my X account, because of incidents like this, where you have violent hand-to-hand combat with lunatic Democrat mobs who think they're fighting the Gestapo. Why do they think they're fighting the Gestapo? Because of Democrat rhetoric. Terrifying Democrat rhetoric. Here's New York lunatic liberal congressional representative Dan Goldman and vice presidential candidate, failed, thank God, Tim Walz. This is the rhetoric that is getting violent lunatic libs into the street for hand-to-hand combat with ICE.
This is Gestapo-like behavior, where plainclothes officers wearing masks are terrorizing immigrants.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense.
Torture dungeon was watching your vice president.
Yeah, that was Laura Ingraham last night. Okay, Cory Booker, again, the leader of the Democrats in the House. Double down. I'm telling you, they're trying to get an ICE agent killed. They're trying to get a Colorado-style terror attack going, but on ICE. The agents of ICE. Here's Cory Booker.
This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified. That, in fact, is the law. And we're going to make sure that the American people have the transparency necessary to hold people accountable when they're folks who cross the line here in America.
That's the big lie right there. the big, this is, folks, this is unbelievable. It's two big lies in there. Okay. ICE agents aren't crossing the line, y'all. They're just enforcing the law. When they say these things, notice they never say, okay, what is illegal that ICE agents are doing? How have they crossed the line? Why? They are manipulating their sheeple into violence by creating the kind of vague impression that when ICE might be doing some illegal things. Like what? Like what are they doing? He didn't say. Just Gestapo, Gestapo, USSR Gestapo. Hit him. Well, for what? They're enforcing a law. You know what's fascinating about this, folks? If Democrats don't like this, you know what you do? It's a really easy way to stop it, relatively. Instead of violence, instead of hurling urine at ICE agents, instead of hurling glass bottles at them like in San Diego, you change the law. Open borders. You terrorists, you want to come here? Great. Biden let hundreds of them in. You want it for murder in Venezuela? Cool, here's a work permit. Biden did that too at the border, despite the Interpol search warning. You a criminal? You want to stay here? Cool. Biden let over 900,000 of them stay. They had removal orders from judges. Biden wouldn't let ICE pick them up. You want to live that way? Run on it. Change the law. We can have laws permitting open borders. Congress can do that. Run on it. Suggest it. You don't need to attack men and women of ICE in the street who have done nothing wrong. Change the law. Make the argument to the American people. Oh, they don't want to do that, do they? They don't want to do that. So they break the law. And what is the underlying message here, folks? Laws don't apply to us. Now, there's a second lie in what Cory Booker is saying, because I know this is my background. I was a journalist. You cannot hide the names of the ICE agent. FOIA law, which is basic freedom of information. You cannot hide the names of the ICE agents involved in these raids after the fact. You could do it before, but you can't do it after. But you can hide their faces. That is legal. Absolutely, the public has no right to your image, to dox you, and to send the mob to your house. No right. However, they do have a right to your name. That's just how we work in America. We don't want secret police like in China. We don't want that. So ICE agents who work for very little money, given the crap and violence they now have to put up with from the left, are trying to protect their families by putting masks on. As they do this, that is legal. What the Democrats are doing is illegal. That's the key difference. Again, not once in any of what I just played for you, not once anywhere, are the Democrats saying, you know, this is unfair to our illegal immigrant future replacement voter friends, so we want to change the law. That's all they have to do. They're arguing we should get to break the law so violent Islamic jihadist Egyptian terrorists who overstay their visas can have a work permit and stay long enough to set Jews on fire. That's us. That's a Democrat. By the way, you know what? They know. You know what's so funny? They know how bad this looks. Did you see this? The violent insurrection by left-wing lunatics hurling bottles, spitting on ICE in San Diego, standing between them and the illegal immigrants. Did the mainstream media cover that? Nope. Nope. The only legacy media outlet besides Fox to cover it was NBC. They covered it for 46 seconds. They didn't show the worst of it. They know how bad this makes them look. Unbelievable.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's the test, y'all. It's going to come down to this. Every single person, bar none, with the exception of Kellyanne Conway, who helped Trump get into office in 2016, there's eight of them, eight key crew, is now a convicted felon. No exceptions, including Donald Trump himself. It's how the deep state rolls. Two of those people, Peter Ferraro and Steve Bannon, did turns in federal prison for refusing to testify before Congress. They were sent to prison for that. They didn't want to incriminate themselves, they say. Okay. Well, we now know beyond a shadow of a doubt that former FBI director Christopher Wray perjured himself at least twice before Congress. Perjury, what's that? That is a crime when you do it before Congress. It's a felony. Carries up to 5 years, each count prison. It is indisputable that he perjured himself before Congress. It's not an opinion kind of thing. Christopher Wray needs to go to prison. And watch what happens, because this isn't going to stop. Watch what happens over the next 48 hours, maybe week. It'll be a test. It's going to be a test of PM Bondi. It's going to be a test of Cash Patel. It's going to be a test of the Trump administration. Are they serious? Because what Christopher Wray was doing to Catholics is classic political persecution. It is illegal under the law. And to cover up for the fact that the FBI broke the law, we're learning this overnight, he lied to Congress twice in a big way. And he knew. He knew. What was the lie? Folks, do you realize what they had done? He went before Congress about a memo targeting traditional Catholics. Said it was just a memo. It was only one memo. It was cooked up in the Baltimore office. It never went out. We never surveilled anyone. We never investigated anyone based on their religion. Lie, lie, lie. They did all of it and they did worse. And he hid it. More than 1,000 FBI agents got that memo. Investigations based on no crimes of any kind were launched against Catholics by the Richmond office, by the Louisville, Kentucky office, by the field office in Buffalo, New York. He lied to Congress, said there were no investigations. Not only were there investigations, they sent people into the church. Sting operations. Started building sources for the persecution, folks. You know why the Biden regime spent so much time, and Democrats do today, telling us Trump's a fascist, Trump's a dictator, Gestapo, Gestapo, Gestapo. They always accuse you of what they were doing. This is classic, classic totalitarian fascism. It's political persecution. We are seeing it on the one hand with the Democrats and the Jews. I told you they are coming for the people of the book. Don't ask me why, ask them. They're coming for us too. Christopher Wray said under oath, it was the former director of the FBI. It was a product by one field office. We found out about it. We took action. It was just one memo. It didn't go out. Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, but it's so much worse than that. It's so much worse than that because think about this, folks. These investigations were launched by the FBI counter Terrorism Office. We, because I am a traditional Catholic, were investigated as terrorists. I expect that in North Korea. It's going on right now in China. And here. It's going on here. He lied to cover it up. So the investigation was illegal. It was a civil rights violation. And he lied to Congress to cover it up. When is the trial? I want an investigation. If there isn't one, nothing's changing. There's nothing's going to change. Folks, I was raised by traditional Catholics. They are salt of the earth. My grandfather was in the grassroots of that movement with Michael Matt. In fact, when the Remnant went down, they were out of money, which is really the center of the traditional Catholic movement. My grandfather spent his entire life savings. I never got a dime of it to resurrect and keep going. So this movement is very precious to me. I have been around these people my entire life. I was raised by them. There is not an evil or racist or mean or terrorist bone in their bodies. They are some of the most devout people you will ever meet. They are the kind of people who, when you go in a room with them, if you've ever been around a true believing Christian, even if you're not a believer, it's okay. We're at different places in our lives, all of us. You ever walk in a room with one of them who have true love for God and you walk out, you're just in a good mood. It's like the feeling you get when you come home for a great vacation. It's infectious. That's who these people are. They love the Lord, and FBI hates that. Because you know why? Evil is always repelled by the light. It wants to crush it. And the FBI is evil. Our FBI is evil. This proves our FBI is evil. The new documents hidden from Congress show that the Richmond memo, dated January 23rd, 2023, was distributed to more than 1,000 FBI employees nationwide. Oh, but it's so much worse. Where did this idea that we should surveil as terrorists traditional Catholics come from? Southern Poverty Law Center. In fact, it was so bad that two FBI agents on a chat wrote that they viewed the Biden administration as having them work for the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is famous for targeting and smearing regular law-abiding conservatives as terrorists. The most recent was Charlie Kirk. Here's what one FBI agent wrote. This is interesting. Several thoughts, but mostly, who is the customer? Is anyone really asking for a product like this? Apparently, we are at the behest of the Southern Poverty Law Center. So what does this mean? Southern Poverty Law Center could have you targeted and destroyed for your religion. And all you did was came in on a Saturday morning, say the rosary. That's all you had to do. This is terrifying. And you know what they were doing? They were mad. They were mad. Because as part of the Arab Spring, the Obama administration's goal was to overthrow what? The heads of Islam and the heads of the Muslim religion and the heads of the Catholic religion, to push out our still living Pope, replace him with a globalist. And this is what you saw them do in Egypt. This is what you saw them do in all these countries violently with their coups, which we called the Arab Spring. Egypt ultimately rejected it. Why? They figure if they put people in office who answer to them, those people would tell Catholics, Muslims, hey, you got to vote for the globalist. And we would just go along. That didn't happen. It enraged them. And they said, you know what? We're going to fix this. It's these traditionalist Catholics who are resisting. We're going to start putting them in prison till they give up, till they stop going to church. This is where this country was. And our FBI, thank God, thank you God for Donald Trump winning. What a gift. Listen to what this FBI agent wrote. And yeah, our over-reliance on the Southern Poverty Law Center for a hate designation for traditionalist Catholics. Again, no evidence of a single attack, a single hate crime, nothing. All they did was be conservative inside the Catholic Church and vote for Donald Trump. And that was enough. You know what they're really angry about here? Catholics are swinging away from the Democrat Party. It used to be you could flip a coin which way they'd vote, but that stopped. It stopped in 2020. And they're mad. And when Democrats get mad, they put people in prison. And they use the FBI to do it, and the FBI director lied. There must be an investigation open today, tomorrow at the latest. Chris Ray's got to go to prison. Or this just won't end.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.